One in eight Connecticut residents are enrolled in the SNAP program, the benefit that's also known as food stamps. In urban centers, there's a dearth of healthy, fresh food available to families that's also affordable. In recent years, farmers' markets have begun to address that need, but uncertainty around the SNAP program means that relationship could slip away. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
So this is Billings Forge Apartments. We're right in the middle of the community garden that's managed by the residents as well.
Jocelyn Serta manages the farmers market at Billings Forge in Hartford. She says accepting SNAP electronic benefit transfer cards is central to their business.
A majority of our customer base are SNAP users. 39.
Nikki Knowles represents one of the more than 177,000 households in Connecticut using SNAP benefits. She not only makes SNAP card payments at the farmers market, but she also works at one to help administer the payments.
The minimum wage in Connecticut is not good enough to actually have a good living if you're not able to receive any kind of assistance from the state. So even if you do have a job, I don't think that means that you should not be able to eat well or actually have healthy food to eat, or you should just be subject to McDonald's and Burger King, which is not really healthy for you or your kids.
When you shop at Hartford's five major farmers markets and spend $20 or less on your SNAP card, you get to double what you put in. For someone like Knowles, shopping at a place that will essentially double your money makes all the difference.
That's a lot for people if you have more than one kid in the house, because it doubles. Even though that some of the local stuff might seem like it costs more, if you're using your Fresh SNAP or your EBT card, it's basically like you're paying half price.
But that's a benefit that's under threat for about 1,700 farmers markets elsewhere in the country. While Hartford won't be affected, many other markets are losing their ability to accept SNAP debit cards because a tech company called Novodea lost a federal contract to provide the card processing service. And the card processing fiasco is just the latest problem facing the SNAP community. It follows an unsuccessful proposal from President Donald Trump earlier this year to cut the program by $200 billion. And the United States House of Representatives, they may soon propose changes to the Farm Bill that could put more stringent work requirements on SNAP users.
I can't speak on the majority of the markets, but we have a high percentage of SNAP
here.
Users that attend the market.
Serta, the manager who works the farmers market at Billings Forge, says the number of SNAP beneficiaries that use their card at her market has tripled since 2014.
Imagine what that would look like if, you know, these SNAP users can't attend the market. It affects those families. It also affects the farmer families, you know, and it affects the farmers market.
Lorenza Christian Jr. is a co-manager at the Frog Hollow Market on Laurel Street.
We got the Three Sisters, which is a Native American planting consisting of corn, squash, and string beans.
He says his market has only processed one or two SNAP sales in the past 2 years it's been opened. He says that's likely because the market is new and hasn't had a ton of overall sales. Still, the SNAP market is one he covets.
A lot of people spending a lot of money in grocery stores buying food from out of state, out of country even, with SNAP benefits. And if we can capture those SNAP benefits, we can effectively capture some of that money right in here in our own city, state, and government.
SNAP user Nikki Knowles confirms that sentiment. She'd rather shop at a farmer's market than local grocery stores.
The stuff that you find in those big grocery stores is shipped all over the country and actually exported from out of the country. So you don't really know exactly what you're actually putting in your body. You don't know what chemicals are put on it. You don't know the shelf life. You don't know when it's been picked or really where it's been picked from.
Last week, the USDA announced that a coalition of nonprofits will step in to provide electronic benefits transfer services in Novodea's wake, but only until the end of August. Meanwhile, the final version of the Farm Bill, the one that may tighten work requirements, is far from certain. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.